A new leasing team is working to bring business back to Uptown's Brunswick Square. With both the shopping mall and offices having seen high levels of vacancy over recent years, the owners have now gone through a restructuring, allowing them to offer more competitive rates. The mother and son leasing team of Stephanie and Brock Turner, with Cushman and Wakefield in the city, has been tasked with bringing both retail and office clients back to the property. Brunswick Square comprises a three-story shopping centre, as well as an office block and the Delta Hotel. With a lot of office and retail spaces still left to fill, Local 107.3 FM spoke with Stephanie Turner about the efforts being made to bring new life to the mall and the hopes for its revitalisation.
There was an appetite to have a new leasing team focused on bringing tenants to Brunswick Square, and we were excited about the opportunity. We think that the mall is well positioned and the office tower, and we felt that we could make a difference. First of all, Slate took the properties off the market, did an internal restructuring, and sort of re-emerged under the name Ravelin Properties REIT, and they lowered their overhead through a variety of means, which allows them to pass some of those cost savings on to tenants in the form of better deals. So there's obviously the retail, that's sort of the high profile, that's the space that everybody sees when they walk through the mall, through the pedway, they notice the vacant spaces. But then there's also some vacancy in the office tower. And so again, the landlord could be more aggressive in offering competitive deals to retail tenants and office occupiers.
We've seen quite a lot of vacant stores there for quite some time. Can you tell me a little bit about why it has so much of it has been kind of vacant unoccupied?
Sure. I suspect that there's a variety of reasons. Of course, changing patterns in retail buying behavior over the last several years, including more online shopping and so on for certain categories of retail. And then, of course, COVID caused quite a disruption in the retail sector, but also the office sector. People were working from home, but also even post-COVID in working in a hybrid environment, there's fewer people in the office tower. So that did impact foot traffic through the pedway and was hard on retailers. And then the third thing that happened is that Brunswick Square was advertised in the media that it was for sale. And so that caused some uncertainty as well, and I think may have made some tenants nervous. Some tenants were successful in the mall but decided to leave and go out to the street level. There, at that time, there was a lot of vacant retail storefronts.
What has the process been in terms of activities to actually try to draw in new clients? Where are you focused?
I mean, the first thing we did when we launched, you know, we put up some new signage. We posted online through social media, sort of a blog post announcing that we were focusing on the property and our renewed sense of excitement. And we quickly got some traction with a tenant called Dots Event Planning. And they signed a lease probably within the first week or two of us starting to market the property. So it will be a storefront for her event planning business, but she will also have a children's entertainment hub as part of the space. So there'll be arcade-type games and ride-on plush toys, which are popular in some other shopping centers. She's going to have a children's birthday party room and snack counter and so on. So we feel it's exciting because it's going to animate the mall and bring families back. And we're hoping that this is just the first of many. I believe if you fill the retail, then the office space will be that much more attractive because people like to be able to, go out on their lunch hour or after work and make it convenient, stop at the drugstore, you know, pick up food, that kind of thing. So the more services we have to offer in the mall will also help the office tower.
And I mean, obviously, we have been seeing still kind of quite a few businesses, smaller businesses closing in Uptown particularly, but around the city. How hopeful are you of actually attracting some sustainable businesses there? And kind of what hope are you kind of sensing from the community about revitalization of that part of the city?
I find that St. John's are very passionate about the space. It is very strategically located. You know, we've got some exciting development at the top of King Street, also at the bottom of King Street. We have had several other inquiries, shown some other spaces. And what's coming back may not be traditional retail. It may be more services. It may be entertainment type businesses. We are open to discussing, ideas, and the landlord is very open to reinventing the space and making it more multi-use. And so the truth is, I think you're going to see a much more creative mix of tenants.
But how do you hope that this would affect the uptown and the wider city, and kind of like how these new developments might work together to do so, and how it might influence kind of the image of St. John as an attractive kind of workplace for people and businesses, visitors and businesses?
I think people take a lot of pride in their community, and I think that people want to see it successful. I think when cruise ships are in town, they want the cruise ship passengers to have a good experience and visit the offerings in the city and see them as vibrant and successful. So, I think everybody's sort of rooting for Brunswick Square to come back, and we're hoping to be a part of that.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.